It's time for KGRG News, broadcast on 89.9 FM, around the world, across your state, down your street, and up your trellis. It's KGRG News. This is Rich Webb, Bruno McNasty on KGRG News. It isn't news that researchers can reverse aging. It's easy, at least it is in mice. You just transfuse older rodents with the blood of much younger mice, and the bones of the older mice get rejuvenated. Now, count all the people who would rather not suffer from old age, and multiply it by how much young blood each person would need. Factor in just how badly some people want to keep their youth and vigor, or maybe get it back. Then consider that the group who would want that blood has all of society's wealth and influence, whereas those who would provide it have none. Remember the Matrix movies where the people were kept in a virtual reality as they supplied power that kept the machines alive? Imagine that, except that the blood of the poor would literally be sold to the wealthy to keep the rich folks young. Michael Morell, a longtime CIA official who eventually became the agency's deputy director and acting director, appeared on MSNBC this week. Before the most recent war in Iraq, he served as President Bush's intelligence briefer. In this appearance, Morell made it clear the Bush-Cheney administration publicly misrepresented the intelligence related to Iraq's supposed WMD program and Saddam's alleged links to al-Qaeda. The war in Iraq was a war that the White House wanted, and all the supposed mistakes that were made actually flowed from this underlying desire. Did the intelligence agencies wrongly conclude that Iraq had chemical weapons and nuclear program? That's because they were under intense pressure to justify the war. Did pre-war assessments vastly underestimate the difficulty and cost of occupation? That's because the war party didn't want to hear anything that might raise doubts about the rush to invade. Indeed, the Army's chief of staff was effectively fired for questioning claims that the occupation phase would be cheap and easy. Five of the world's largest banks have agreed to pay more than $5 billion in fines without admitting any guilt to settle charges made by regulatory agencies and the Justice Department that the banks acted in concert to manipulate international interest and foreign currency exchange rates. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said the banks had engaged in, quote, brazenly illegal behavior on a near daily basis. She added that the deal showed that the government intends to vigorously prosecute all those who tilt the economic system in their favor and who subvert the marketplace. The scale of the price-fixing scandal is hard to grasp, yet it touched imperceptibly almost every company and individual in the financial markets. By tweaking global benchmarks used to set foreign exchange and interest rates for a staggering number of transactions each and every day, the banks, over several years, bilked billions of dollars of extra profits by altering rates in their favor. Critics complain that the Justice Department has failed to prosecute any additional individuals. Wall Street watchdog group's Better Markets called it a slap on the wrist. And Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, said in an email, "That's not accountability for Wall Street. That's business as usual. And it stinks." So it turns out that when crime is organized enough, it isn't even against the law. And now back to the music on KGRG, today's Rock Nasty Time.